first BSO performance was at Tanglewood. I think the first time the BSO ever played the piece, and now you're doing it here at Symphony Hall. What is the second symphony with this wild experimental first movement and this choral glory to communism second movement? What does it tell you about Shostakovich?
Well, as you know, in these times when the symphony was composed, it was very common for movie directors or composers to write something glorifying the revolution, glorifying Lenin and all the new system. And it's very interesting because I think when you listen to the Second Symphony, particularly the first half, you hear the avant-garde, the music which... In a certain sense, it's even difficult to say what is a composer. It's not very typical Shostakovich, because when we look to his first symphony or then other symphonies, it really starts like experimental music and really avant-garde. And these dissonances and these scales, you think, oh my goodness, well, it's very unusual. And then this you can't really call it almost a symphony. I think it's because of the form on it. It's really not really symphonic, but he called it Second Symphony after a while. And the second part where the chorus is singing after what is this? This is in a social time, these the fabrics and they had these sirens.
The factory whistle.
The whistle when the job is ending or when is the announcements about the pop, the party and the wonderful happy people and communists and so on. It's a brrr, and the chorus sings Lenin. It's really, it's almost like a sarcastic comic stage work. That's what it brings me, because it's, of course, it is glory and to the revolution, to Lenin, to the system. It is, but it sounds so pathetic and so over the top that, of course, Shostakovich was young when he composed this, the Second Symphony, and he was maybe even more sarcastic, of course, and particularly after the Lady Macbeth, all this, he was more sarcastic and afforded more. Maybe in order to make a joke, which in this case was a huge joke, but some people, of course, maybe take that this is very serious and very really glorifying this communist regime. It's again, it's very difficult to say, but it's very interesting. At the end, it's an interesting composition with Shostakovich trying the avant-garde and trying the style, which he didn't continue obviously after, but. Interestingly, he started this way, and of course the chorus in symphony, which again of course he used later in the 13th. So, but both of these pieces have never been performed in Boston, which is very interesting. But both of these pieces are still a great works of Shostakovich, and I think that's the most important thing. That
they certainly fill in gaps in our knowledge of Shostakovich. We learn more about his life, who he was, where he was coming from through both of these pieces that, as you say, have never been done here before.
Yeah, I think through both these pieces and in future also 3rd and 13th Symphony, we can only learn more and actually understand more the other symphonies. Where do these symphonies actually really belong? And how do they look in context of other symphonies?
Andras, it's great to see you again. It's great to hear you talk about Shostakovich, and even better to hear you conduct Shostakovich. Thanks a lot for your time today.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.